Good morning and welcome to Leftover Grounds. Fox News undergoes a change-up. Approximately 20 staff members were let go, including two executives that called the election in Arizona. The DOD is attempting to reassure people that the military is vetting its members, and Telegram, our platform, is performing exactly as it should, keeping bad actors off without bias and without censoring anything. So let's get into it. So two of Fox News top executives who were involved in the election call in Arizona, which was supposedly a little bit early and early for Biden, but they've been fired along with a bunch of other staff. The point is that not that they made a bad call or that, you know, Joe Biden didn't win, but it's around confirmation bias. It's Fox News for the last 20 years pushing one-sided news, right? Confirmation bias for the right, and then all of a sudden switching it up and trying to change and go more center left, maybe further left. And of course, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever if they're trying to, you know, they've established this base, you know, they've established this audience, and they switch up the narrative and change it up. What do they think is going to happen? And that's the perfect example of why the news should just report the damn news and be honest. Look for the truth. Have some journalistic integrity. Nobody trusts them anymore. Nobody trusts any. And it's evident when you see a news channel change its narrative just a little bit and the entire audience drops off and goes to Newsmax or another channel, which will push their confirmation bias. It tells you something. They're just selling stuff and they lost their target market. So who else is doing that, right? MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, all of them. They all are doing that. If CNN decided tomorrow to switch up its narrative and bring on Tucker Carlson and hire him to have a right-leaning show, what do you think would happen to their audience? They'd flip out and go to MSNBC or somewhere else to get their confirmation bias. It shows you how corrupt that system is. That system is corrupt. Probably more corrupt than our political system. It's ridiculous. So anyway, bye Fox. Good riddance. They're going to continue to tank. They may get some left, center left people to watch their shows, but their ratings are going way down and their business model is definitely upended. Let's talk about the military, something I'm extremely familiar with. There's a lot of concern about the amount of military and National Guard troops in DC. We're not the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany yet, and hopefully we never are. We have an all-volunteer military. The people that volunteer, 99.99999% of them, love their country, they love you, and are willing to sacrifice their life for you. So we have to consider that when we're looking at the amount of troops that are guarding sites. And you got to understand, our capital was besieged. What do you think the response is going to be? It's exactly what it is. Now, the only thing that concerns me is the narrative, of course, being pushed by the media that they're vetting National Guard troops to ensure that there's no insider threat. Well, no crap. Look, I got to visit with George Bush on Thanksgiving in 2001 or two. I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was three. Anyway, early 2000s after 9/11. They vet you before you go talk to the president, even if you're in the military. Not every military member has a security clearance. And not if we vetted every single military member as hard as we vet those who get clearances, there would be nobody in the military. We would never be able to maintain it because, let's face it, people have a past, you know? And some people are trying to escape that, and they go into the military, and they get the discipline they need, and it changes their life. Look at yours truly. So when this narrative is being pushed around, oh my God, there might be an insider threat. There's always an insider threat. If I wanted to carry out an attack on the United States domestically, I would join the military and infiltrate and use my status there, my training there, the weapon access and everything else, access to information to do whatever kind of attack I wanted to do. That's logical. So there's always an insider threat. And every year I used to do the TARP training as an intelligence officer and train soldiers on how to identify insider threats and how to report them. It's something that's ongoing. Consistent basis. Guess what? The military knows better than anyone here about insider threats. There's a lot of green-on-green violence in Afghanistan and Iraq that they had to deal with. Don't let the media narrative get you all stirred up thinking that the military is going to carry out some kind of coup to round people up or put them in camps or whatever the nonsense is that's being spread. Think about the human element. Think about the people who serve in your military. When you start going down that rabbit hole and being accusatory and looking at the military like they're the enemy, guess what you're going to do? You're going to disenfranchise them. They're going to start to feel like the police do when the left is anti-cop. And then they are going to be more inclined to side with whoever's supporting them. Don't go down that hole. Don't look at the military like they're all evil. Check your bias and understand these people are there to protect you and keep you safe, and that they have a human element and they do have conscience and they are Americans. That's enough of that. Some positive news. Telegram, who we are using as our platform to do our chats and things like that, is doing the right thing. And so they stopped, you know, hundreds of calls for violence during the Capitol riots and things like that and afterwards on their channels. And now the cool thing about this is they didn't go out and just do mass censorship. They didn't ban words or phrases or anything like that. They did their work. They monitored. They kept track of the groups that they knew were, that they knew had tendencies to promote violence, and they shut them down. Simple as that. The problem with social media is that it's out there. It's public. So it's harder for these companies to recover when somebody does do something terrible and uses their platform to do it. Whereas a private organization where you're behind a firewall like Telegram, it's a little easier for the company. They don't have to worry about as much exposure, reputational risk, and things like that. But it seems that Telegram is doing the right thing. They're doing what they should do, and at the same time, providing an excellent service. We love it. If you haven't seen it yet, go on to the news site. When you go into my content, there's a Kamo channel box with little Telegram icons that go to each of our channels that we have right now. And that'll grow. We'll continue to add channels, and you can just click on those and go directly to them and post your comments. And while we're talking about that, I want to make sure everybody understands the whole purpose here. The purpose here is to alleviate fears by sharing accurate information. So what we don't do is spread conspiracies and unsubstantiated information. We don't go one-sided on these things. I'm trying to avoid that. We're not a political entity. We're not here to promote right-wing or left-wing information and do exactly what everybody else is doing. We're here to find the truth and then give people the information they need to make good decisions and alleviate their fears. So please don't spread conspiracies on those chats. Make sure that you're keeping yourself in check, checking your own bias. Sometimes you're going to feel like, oh my God, this is so important and scary. Oh, I got to share it. Check yourself before you do that, because that's probably going to get just deleted by me, and it's embarrassing for you. But, I mean, otherwise, it has been so awesome to have everybody on there sharing information, discussing things politely without shouting at each other and getting in huge arguments. I would like to see more people get on Telegram and use that as a resource of information. We have 5 or 6 channels on there. We have people on the ground in D.C., around the inauguration, dropping information in there for us. And there's all sorts of firsthand knowledge and the ability to check. There's a question channel that's pretty active in there too as well. Take advantage of it. It's there. It's a resource. It's going to continue to grow. I can see us being a huge repository for accurate information that people can use to make really, really big decisions in business or in life, you know. And so I appreciate all the support. I appreciate all of you and all your willingness to move over to the new platform. I know that was tough. It's like 5 or 6 clicks of a button. Man, it was really. Anyway, take care, y'all. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.